100 Word Stories.
Hi there, this is, you know who it is, Lawrence Simon. And the weekly challenge is where I post the topic, you come up with the stories, and then I sit on my ass for a week and forget to post it. And you know how it is. It just, after 20, is it 20 years? We're coming up on 20 years. Anyway, last week was a pick two that I totally blew it on. This week, the topic is teach. And I got to tell you, I'm just lazy as hell. And there's another holiday coming up at some point, President's Day.
Except they're not my president.
Yeah, we're going through that again. The
old fart, old white fart. It's not my old white fart.
Whatever. You notice the pattern. It just doesn't matter. But you gotta hand it to the guy. I live in the district where that Matt Gaetz pervert is. He said, hey, you want to be attorney general? And the guy was like, oh yeah, I can quit Congress and not be indicted and this and that. And no fucking way. So he got that creep out of the way, and they've got some other creep going in. But if only they could do that for all, like, the really, really rotten people, like that insider trader, Nancy Pelosi, or that Maxine Waters, or some of the other cretins out there. Just gross. Just, at least that Joe Manchin guy, I don't know what his deal was, but he's out of it. At least he's not wearing a tie anymore. Whoever tied his tie for him, I guess they were a government worker and he doesn't have them anymore. But the point is, it's all bullshit, it's all noise. Who gives a crap? Live your life.
Oh, they're coming for my grandmothers and all of that.
I didn't realize that Selena Gomez was a rapist, murderer, and a collector of child pornography, which is who the raids are really trying to get rid of. Maybe after they've gotten them all, they'll start going after more people. But there are just so many of these fucking scumbags out there. Go get them. Go get the scumbags. Then when you're done with those scumbags, can you get some other scumbags that are really scumbaggy before you go after the grandmothers and the such? I think those are a little more important. I'd rather have you go after scumbags and murderers and whatever, whether they're citizens or not, and then forget the grandmothers making tortillas and all of that. Go after some white scumbags or whatever, or black ones, or I don't think there are any Chinese or Japanese, or there might be some Pakistani or Jewish ones, I don't know. Whatever the point is, just, can you just focus on the whole criminal stuff and ignore the other aspects? I don't care what color of skin the murderer is. Go get the murderer. Go get the rapist. Go get the child molesters. It doesn't matter what boxes they tick. Just please. I don't care what demographics they fill. I don't want to have a representative demographic of who's in the jails and who's out there. I want to have a demographic of who's committing crime and who's not committing crime, and the wall between them is a prison wall. That's my thought. This whole focusing on the other stuff and the plane crashes. I know this is going to sound controversial, but can we close Washington National? The worst place to have an airport is in the middle of a fucking city. Yes, I know technically it's not in the middle of the city because it's it's in the city, but not in the city. But then again, there's Arlington. It's where the city would have been if it would have been square, if, you know, Maryland and Virginia wouldn't have been assholes about all this shit, but and made it not a square anymore. Because all the money was being invested on one side and not another back in the 1800s. But who gives a crap about that stuff? just having an airport in the middle of your city, you know, is at this point kind of bad news.
But we want an airport right by Congress so that we can motorcade and since we can't really put up with traffic, we're going to helicopter over, which the helicopters cause the problems. Congress people are fucking stupid. And by the way, the metro train, doesn't that go all the way out to Dulles anyway? Use Dulles, you pricks.
So, whatever, who cares? Somebody else's problem. I live far, far away from all that. Well, we do have an Air Force base and kind of an airport. And there are other airports ways away. And there's kind of a sort of private airport over on the island. But the point is, it's not like in Houston where there's constant flights over everything. You know, you gotta duck all of the frozen piss bombs coming from the Southwest flights going over the city. So, that's enough ranting and raving. You don't give a shit what I think. You want to hear the stories, so let's go get right to it.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK. My story this week is called Working Late. Ambulance staff, nurses and doctors bustled around the bed. The surgeon was on call. Her husband, whilst working late, had somehow had a car accident. She watched the monitors, the staff fuss around him. Someone was saying they couldn't save his leg. And then another victim of the RTA arrived on a trolley, his passenger. Unrecognisable beneath the blood, but blonde. Blonde like the hair she'd found in their bed. She'd wanted to teach him a lesson he'd never forget, but thought maybe he'd already learned something tonight and left him and his mistress to sort things out for themselves. Thanks for listening. I shall see you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 980 with the prompt of teach. You may hear noise in the background, that's just the way it goes today. Anyway, here's my story. Bilbert wandered toward his English class, wondering who the red-haired girl might be and why she would be spying on him. He didn't think he'd ever seen her before, but she was clearly a student at the school. Behind him, someone said, "I should teach you a lesson." Bilbert wondered who they might be speaking to when another someone grabbed him by the shoulder, spun him around, and snarled, "Are you ignoring me?" The bully, who had harassed him before, was flanked by his two goons. Not far behind them, a girl with red hair and freckles watched, obviously interested. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I always wanted to teach. Whilst my contemporaries wanted to be nurses and vets, I'd already set my sights on becoming a teacher, and so that's what I became. Kids are great, those young minds, so malleable and inquiring, like sponges, ready to soak up knowledge and concepts, perfect receptacles for receiving my special indoctrination. Thousands of them passed through my hands, my many acolytes and disciples, all of them being primed and made ready for the day of reckoning. And it's coming soon. So you'd better watch your children, because come the hour, they'll be coming to get you.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. She would always hold a book and ask the kids to read from it. On each page, nothing but a few smudges and a handful of lost letters. The kids would then come up with a story. She would write it down on the blackboard, making everyone cringe and giggle when the chalk squeaked. The story would be copied to a notebook, which would find its way onto a bookshelf. The next day, the same old smudges, the same old lost letters, would inspire a new story. She hoped the kids would remember this for the rest of their lives. This is my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hi there, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic teach. It's called Hooked. Give a man a fish, and you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish, and he'll disappear every weekend, come rain or shine, to sit on riverbanks and neglect his family and responsibilities. When he's not actually fishing, he'll be spending his time in bars and pubs, bragging about the size of his catches, and boring anyone who cares to listen about the one that got away. Tasks at home will be left incomplete. The wife and kids left to fend for themselves. He's never there when he's needed. Please, never teach a man to fish. Job done. Until next time. Goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And yesterday's story went to my sister. That's Laura with an L and not Lawrence with an L. Oh, well. So, I got two stories tonight. The first, the luck of the Irish. My great-grandfather came from Cork. He was from a long line of doctors stretching back into the veil of time. He was not interested in the health ways. He was into making money. No better place to make your way in the world was Chicago in the 1800s. Did very well for himself. That's until he and a bunch of his fellow traders on the mercantile exchange tried to corner the wheat market. They came damn close, but no banana. Which is why I'm not fabulously wealthy and do not prowl the halls of power and connection. Better off for it. Second story, a calling. I thought I had a calling in my youth. The choice in my faith was Dominicans, Franciscans, Jesuits, Benedictines, Carmelites, Cistercians, Trappists. In the 70s, all the orders were happily open to bringing you into their flock. I chose the Augustinians because I thought my calling was to teach. The Tolentine Seminary was 2 miles from my home. Augustinian priests said Mass at my local church. I took the application test down the street at St. Rita's. In a tiny clerical error, I ended up not attending minor seminary. I never became a priest, but I did become a teacher. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Those who can't do, teach. And you would think Mr. Johnson, the shop teacher's missing fingers and eye patch, would prove it. But the guy used to be a zookeeper, and he had a nasty habit of doing things with the animals that you would never find in the brochures. and a rather feisty and proud Wolverine let the guy know that no means no. Some say that he's also got a bad habit with the cheerleaders, and one bit off his fingers and poked out his eye, but as long as he keeps his hands on the bandsaw, I'm okay. Really.
Well, that's it for today's 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge on the topic of Teach. There won't be a long-winded rant as I already did it in the beginning. You don't have to suffer through that crap. I should give you a time code for it in the post, but nobody reads the post. Nobody. You know what? If you start leaving comments and you start leaving feedback on the site, I might start putting in time codes. Otherwise, I assume that like one or two people listen and I'm just shouting into the wind. And who cares what the wind thinks? So anyway, the next topic is comments. But oddly enough, it's comments. I must have seen it out of the corner of my eye. Anyway, one a day until the day I die.com. Thank you for listening and putting up with this crap. I'll probably post this in the next year or so. Thank you very much. And as always, don't bother leaving a comment. No, keep it brief.